you're about to speak, when you're about to act, you can ask, what is my intention? If your intention is to change someone else, that means to make someone else wrong, to prove that you're right, to get what you want, to get a smile, to get sex, to get a financial advantage, to get a compliment. That's the pursuit of external power. And it's not going to take you to joy. It may take you to happiness. It's probably going to take you to unhappiness if you don't get what you want, but it's going to get you a lot more in happiness as you start to create the consequences of pursuing external power. So you can ask your guidance, what is my intention? What is my intention? What's my motivation in what I do? And if your motivation is not what you think it is, if you have a second agenda, that second agenda will always be to create external power. And there's no joy there. You can ask, how did I create this? That's always a good question to ask, especially when you're in pain. How did I create this? Because that will automatically keep you from saying to someone else, you created this. You're to blame. And when you do that, there's no road to joy. There's no possibility of it, because there's no joy in blaming someone else. There's no joy in trying to evade your own responsibility for what you yourself are now experiencing. Here's a good one that I use quite a bit. What can I learn from this? This situation that I'm in now, that hurts, that is so painful, what can I learn from it? It's because I hung on to that question when my former fiance and I split up. I didn't want to, she did. And so we went to different places. She stayed where she was and I went to another place. The idea was so we would sort of grow together. I don't think she ever really bought onto that intention, but that's the one I held to, and it didn't work. We didn't grow back together. And then when I finally realized that she did not want to be with me, I had the grace of being able to ask myself and my guidance, what can I learn from this? Which was also intermixed with the question, how did I create this? And I really hung on to that. It must have been grace. It was the grace of my being able to listen to my own intuition about what was the right question to ask. I didn't ask, how can I get her back? How can I make this different? How can I get what I want? The life that I so much want, the life that we had envisioned together. But how did I create this? Because it was a familiar experience. It was a familiar pain. I'd experienced it so many times before. And each time it came, it was worse than the time before. And this time it was particularly excruciating because I thought I had dealt with it the last time. And here it was again, stronger, more painful. And my mantra, my prayer became, how did I create this? Help me to see how I created this. What can I learn? Well, most of you know the story. Who in here has not read Soul Stories? Okay, so there's two of you that don't know. The rest of you, do you remember the chapter on psychic excavation? That's the story. So you two can read Soul Stories. You've got a treat in store for you. And I found out how I created what I did. Layer after painful layer, competition, control, fear. My competition, my need to control, my fear, and finally, my sense of unworthiness. And when I got there, my prayer was answered. It all came together for me. I saw exactly how I created what I had created. I felt unworthy. Unworthy to be alive. Unworthy to breathe. Unworthy not only of her, but of being on the earth. And because I was unworthy to be on the earth, it was terrifying to be on the earth. And I was scared. Scared. Like I'd never felt scared before. It was the winter in Mount Shasta. And the snow was blowing. And I felt fear like an ocean. I was frightened to be alive, frightened to breathe, frightened to be, terrified. It reminded me of a Scandinavian philosopher who wrote a book called, you might know his name, Fear and Trembling. I knew now what fear and trembling meant. That was not happiness. That was terror. That was consciously experienced horror. And I saw because I was that frightened, I needed to control, and I needed to control everything. And emotionally, it was a matter of life and death. And so my control was intense and relentless. And because I was engaged to a strong person, it turned into competition. And I didn't see any of this at the time. But I saw it all after months and months of painful searching and looking at what I had done. Not, look what I've done, but look what I've done. And there was such fulfillment in seeing my question answered so completely, so thoroughly, so unquestionably, that there was no doubt, nothing remained unseen. This is how I created that, from the bottom up. I asked and I got the answer. And I can't say that I was happy when I got the answer. I was exhilarated. I was thrilled. It happened. It actually happened. I prayed to know how I created this, and I saw it. Step by step by step, I lived it. That was my answer. That's what was thrilling to me.